Praise the Lord. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Bruce Roberson. Deacon Roberson, I have you on 341-8524. Okay. Are you there? Okay, praise the Lord.
All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We come humbly before you, seeking your power and your presence. Lord, we just love you so much, and we know that we stand in need, Father. All of us have gathered individually and collectively to lift up our concerns to you tonight, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer service. We come expecting and knowing that you hear us, Father. We thank you for all the people who have gathered to just say how much we love you, how much we know that you care for us, Father. We know that there's many things that we face day in and day out, Father, but we know that it's your strength that we draw upon tonight, and it's your presence that we seek each and every day. Draw near to us, Father. We draw near to you because we know that you said in your word that you never would leave us or forsake us, Father. And we know that you strengthen us each and every way that we go. We know that you've always made a way for us, Father. Even though we didn't know you were there, we know that you were carrying us through those situations. We know that there was times when we didn't always do what we were supposed to do, Father, but we know that we ask for forgiveness of all our sins right now, Father, for we confess anything that we may have done that was against your will. Thank you, Father, for the many people who are working in your vineyard right now, Father. Those who don't mind just reaching out to others, Father. Continue to lift them up, Lord, as they try to make a way for others to come closer to you, Father. We pray right now for First Baptist Church that you will build us up. Continue to just be a light on that corner at Randolph and New Hampshire Avenue, that we will be able to lead others to you, Lord, because it's your glory that we seek. It's your honor and your praise that we give tonight, Father. God, we just want to think about those right now who are having a real tough time dealing with illnesses and sometimes dealing with bereavement, Lord, but you know all about our situation. That's why you're the doctor that never lost a case. You're the lawyer that never lost a case. Father, we just don't know how to just say so much that we love you, Lord. Continue to lead and guide our pastor, Lord, as we lead, come into this new season of trying to find a new pastor. Continue to just look in on First Baptist, Lord. And we thank you this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Roberson. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational moment brought to you from Pastor of Macedonia Baptist Church, Baltimore City, Reverend Jonathan M. Wade.
try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is again an honor and a privilege to be with First Baptist Church, my home, and I'm so honored and grateful to one Deacon Bagley and to the First Baptist Church family as a whole for thinking of me enough to allow me to come and share a couple of thoughts. In this moment, we honor our pastor, Dr. Frankie Tucker, for him and his leadership and his guidance. And I just want to take just a moment of personal privilege to thank the First Baptist Church for all of you all's support and all of the love and congratulations and gifts that you all have given me and the installation weekend up in Baltimore. I'm deeply appreciative and love you all so much for all of your continued support and your prayers. And I'm thankful to call you all home and to call you my village. Don't want to belabor, but there just is a couple of thoughts that were on my mind coming to this moment. There is a I believe, a thought coming from Ezra chapter 1. Ezra chapter 1 reads as follows. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdoms and also in a written edict declared, thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all of the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judea. any of those among you who are of his people, may their God be with them, and now permit them to go up to Jerusalem in Judea and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem, and let all survivors, in whatever place they reside, be assisted by the people of their place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. The word of God is blessed. And I just thought about the idea that there truly is no place like home. There truly is no place like home. The beginning of Ezra chapter 1, it is the end of the Israelites' captivity in bondage. And after King Cyrus of Persia conquers the Babylonians, he gives the people of Israel permission, license, and resources to go home to a place where they have not seen, and those who have seen it, who survived the captivity and have lived to be able to live this moment, are now allowed to go home. I think it speaks to even the context we find ourselves in, where we have been so distant from one another. This pandemic has put us in our own sense of exile and isolation, and the very idea that we have an opportunity to go home brings about mixed emotions. For some of us, there is excitement and zeal at the idea of worshiping together in the sanctuary and sacred space again, the place of Jerusalem, of Judah, the sanctuary where we have our singers sing, our prayers are prayed, and our fellowship is felt with one another. There's excitement to know that there is opportunity to get some of Ms. BJ's fried chicken, or to have our deacons pray and to see them share their tears at the thought of calling upon the name of the Lord, to have our choir sing with melodious voices, and to hear our preachers preach. It is something that we have basked and desired for so long. And it seems that there is a shifting taking place where we just might get the opportunity. There just might be a herald that will allow us to come home again. And while there is so much joy and so much excitement about that idea, I can also imagine for the people of Israel as well as for us that as we consider going back home, that there are some feelings of anxiety and worry. That thought of having to take that mask off just doesn't seem to fit right. That the thought of having to leave home and to be exposed to some of these people who just was nasty before the pandemic and they'll be nasty after the pandemic. The idea that people might not have been responsible and might not wash their hands or sanitize or respect personal space, because God knows that social distance was a blessing for me. I know it was for somebody else. The idea that we have to go back home, on the one hand, can seem exciting, and yet on the other hand, can be so nerve-wracking. And God laid upon my heart to present this scripture to the idea that we now have an opportunity of divine providence to not only go home, but to rebuild home. That we, after all we've experienced, should not go back the same way we came. That all that we've learned and seen, we should be more astute and aware of the power and providence of God in our lives. That there's somebody who did not make it this far with the opportunity to think about actually going back into sacred space. That there are opportunities for us to grow and to make shifts and changes while we still are trying to navigate what will someday be like a normalcy that we cannot fully picture. Just like the people of Israel are given an opportunity, so are we. Because there truly is no place like home. This is an opportunity to redesign your home. This is an opportunity to redesign your life. This is an opportunity to redesign whatever it is God is leading you to do, to make the shifts now. And the blessing of the opportunity that God gives us to have the restart and to go back home when we've been away for so long is that, one, we get fresh eyes. Upon the destruction of Israel and upon the destruction of Jerusalem in Judea, there was a destroyed temple and a destroyed place, and now presents an opportunity to rebuild again. Further in Ezra, we see the history of the people who go back to Jerusalem and instituting the worship and the plans to rebuild the temple that was destroyed so long ago. And that is the opportunity. We have an opportunity to rebuild vision and dreams that seem lost at the beginning of this pandemic, to rebuild relationships and heal wounds and mend relationships that seemed to be lost to the course of time and pandemic. We have an opportunity to rebuild. And the blessing of it all is that God will give us resources to do so. End of verse 4. The command that the king of Cyrus gives is that everybody who has been scattered, that is a part of the people of Israel on their way back to Jerusalem, will not go home empty-handed. That they will go home with resources to rebuild, will go home to resources that will allow them to make and pick up those pieces and start again. And in this pandemic, you all have been given some stuff that you can take home with you. You all have been given some wisdom that you didn't have before this pandemic. You've been given some technology and some experiences that have opened your eyes to a whole new world that you should take back with you. Some of us have discovered prayer like never before, and we should take that back with us. Some of us have discovered some healing, and we ought to offer that healing to other people. We are in a beautiful position to go back home. So I just want to suggest to you, First Baptist, that as we move through this new season of another shift, that you would be just like Dorothy and you would click your heels 3 times and say there's no place like home. And when you find yourself back in sanctuary, when you find yourself back together again, I just want you to just make sure you bring back your praise and you would bring back your levity and bring back your joy that you have opportunity to be home again. That desire is no different than the cries of our blood for Mother Africa. That desire is no different than the college student who wants to come back home and taste mama's food again. That desire is just like our souls that crave for the heaven that we truly belong to. But make no mistakes, this area, this realm, this season of life is only but one plane of existence. But every time we pray, every time we worship, we're really beckoning back to a real heavenly home. So I just want to suggest to you to go back home and to go back with full hands, ready to rebuild one more time. God bless you, and I love you. Let us pray. God, we seek you because we need to build for you. I intercede, oh God, on behalf of First Baptist Church. I intercede on behalf of home, a place where people grow, a place where people have developed, a place where people have built their lives and built relationships and friendships. I pray, oh God, that you will rebuild all that they've lost in this pandemic. I pray, God, that you will give them resources that they did not even have to procure themselves. God, I pray that you would send them resources to be what you called them to be in this new season, post-pandemic, oh God. We pray, oh God, for their leaders, oh God. We pray, oh God, for our leaders, and we pray, oh God, for our membership. We pray that whatever they stand in need of, that you'll rebuild it, that you'll get down to the foundation and make them strong. God, we bind any spirit that will come up against your people, and we pray that wisdom, discernment, and anointing would flow fresh and anew upon the house. We ask, O Lord, that you would answer and heed their prayers and keep your ear to their hearts. And when it's all said and done, we will give your name glory, because we can say not only that we have been blessed to be protected when the spirit of death has passed over us in this pandemic, but we can say that we have made it through exile and we were able to get back home to rebuild again. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church, and
come on, get right, church, and let's go home.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Come on, get right, church. Get right, church. Come on and
get right, church, and let's go home.
You know that I'm going home on the morning train.
I'm going home on the morning
I'm going home on the morning train.
I'm going home.
I'm going home. You know that
I'm going home on the morning train.
Because that evening train might be too late.
That evening train might be too late.
You know, evening train.
Might be too late.
Everything will be all right.
We're back by train.
Gotta get to load.
Back train. Get to load.
Come on,
get to back by train.
Gotta get to load.
Come on and back by train.
Back by train.
Back by train.
Gotta get to
load.
Everybody.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church.
Come on,
get
and
get right, church.
If you wanna go home,
get right.
Get right,
church.
Get right,
get right,
church, and let's go home.
Get right,
get right,
oh, and let's go home.
Get right, church,
come on and
get right,
church, if you wanna go home.
Oh,
if you wanna go home with Jesus,
get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, you wanna go home.
Get right,
church,
oh,
get right,
church, and let's go home.
Praise the Lord. We will now open the mic so that you can pay your compliments to our own Jonathan Wade. We will have 20 seconds. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We will now hear from our pastor, Reverend Tucker.
Surely we thank God for this splendid experience that has been ours in this prayer hour this evening. And certainly we are grateful to Pastor Jonathan Wade for that very timely and significant message, inspiring message and challenging message. And certainly we want to say God bless you and thank you so very, very much. And truly we are grateful to each one of the persons who participated in our services tonight. You prayed with inspiration and you prayed with sincerity, and we felt the Spirit of God moving in our midst and among us. And so we honor God and thank God for each one of you. And surely we thank God for those persons who are responsible for providing the leadership to make this experience a blessed time together. We do want you to join us on Sunday at our services at 10 a.m., where we will be emphasizing Black history and our men's emphasis experience, and we will be blessed with the message coming from the Reverend Donald Robinson. And so we encourage you to come and share with us, and we want to invite you to to share with other men as we come to emphasize this men's experience and the Black History time together. We really want you to also remember our sick and shut in persons, would you kindly add to your sick list Sister Lorraine Hartford, who is the sister of Deacon Ophias Tucker, and my cousin also. Please keep her in your prayers. We also want to remind you that on next Thursday, February 24th at 6:30 p.m., there will be a Zoom meeting of our church family, where we will be seeking to make sure that you understand the community development, the program for rebuilding or building a facility for seniors on the property that we have there on New Hampshire Avenue and Randolph Street. We talked about it in our meeting on the first of the year, and we wanted to make sure that everybody understands what that's all about, and we would invite you to come and get your questions discussed and the information made available to you so you can be a part of what is taking place. But we also want to call your attention to the many bereaved families and bereaved hearts and the celebrations that's going on. Our trustee, Charles Ford, will be have the celebration for him in his transitioning at the First Baptist Church on February the 25th. The wake will be at 10 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. We do want you to express your love and sympathy and prayers for Sister Carolyn Woods and the entire Woods family in the transition of her sister, Ms. Virginia Shaw Jackson of South Carolina. Arrangements are yet pending. Please keep Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III and his family in prayer for his grandfather, Brother Emmett Young II, transition on February 8th. And the homegoing celebration will be held on Wednesday, February the 23rd. It will be held at the Berean Baptist Church at 924 Madison Street. Viewing may be done at 9:30. The services will be at 10:30, but the services will be primarily for family and special guests. We also want you to keep Sister Dolores Jones and her family in the passing and transitioning of her son, Tony. The homegoing celebration will be held at the Strickland Funeral Home, 6500 Allentown Road in Temple Hills, Maryland. The wake will be at 10 a.m., and homegoing celebration will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February the 24th. February the 24th, Thursday. at the Strickland Funeral Home. We would also encourage you to just pray for all of the persons who are bereaved and all of those individuals who are sick and shut in. We're now going to open up our lines for prayer requests, asking you to lift up the names or situations that you desire special prayer for, and we're going to give you 20 seconds. The lines will be open for 20 seconds for your prayer request. God, we come just now asking that you would hear the cries of your people. You heard the names called out. You heard the families desiring prayer. You heard, oh God, the needs that have been presented before you. And we know you're able to handle them. And that's why we are all here, God, and have come around this hour of virtual praise, that we might be able to petition you and to seek your divine grace and power. And so, Master, we come now asking that you would personally address the needs of these your servants. We pray, O God, that you would be with us in times of struggle, in times of our sickness, and in times of our bereavement. We want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how you have watched over us in days gone by, brought us through some storms of sickness and disease, and storms of economic shortfall, storms of confusion and loneliness. And, oh, God, we thank you for you're blessing us in that way. We thank you for life, and we thank you for hope, the promise of renewed joy, the promise of everlasting peace. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us. Now, God, help us to draw close to you. Help us to be empowered by your mercy, empowered by your Spirit, empowered by your strength, that we might be able to do what you want us to do. Give us what we stand in need of, that we might be a blessing to others. We pray special blessings, O God, upon the First Baptist Church family, each member one by one. And then, O God, we ask that you would bless us collectively, that we might be able to do what is pleasing in your sight and to accomplish the challenges that you have before us. We thank you for bringing us thus far, O God. And we thank you for each of your servants who've been about doing business, caring for others and helping others and encouraging one another. We thank you for them, and ask that you would sustain us and keep us along the way. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you, and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you all for being with us this evening, and we look forward to fellowshipping with you again on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. If you have any questions about the information that Reverend Tucker provided, please refer to his weekly letter or contact your circle leader, or you can check the First Baptist Church website at fbcwdc.org. If you're signing off at this time, we thank you for being with us, and we hope to see you next week. And if you're staying on with us, we hope that you will continue to enjoy the music. Have a good evening.